Conversation with werewolves and vampires. They ask, why'd you do it? The answer, because the night. Patti Smith would hate that joke, but that's okay. We're leaving. We gotta go. That puts the wraps on this edition of The Cafe. Thanks to our affiliates nationwide, including 88.5 The SoCal Sound in Los Angeles, California, and KUHB in St. Paul Island, Alaska. We make the show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Pew Charitable Trusts, now sharing stories and solutions from the front lines of America's mental health crisis on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, indie, electronic, and tropical music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. My esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner, is back home in L.A., but I am down in one of my favorite places on Earth, Buenos Aires, Argentina, and actually joined by one of my oldest and probably closest friend here in Argentina, my friend Daniel Flores, who I came to know, gosh, when I was like 19 years old, living in Argentina, working at Warner Music Argentina, and he was probably 2 years older than me and would take me to see some amazing concerts. He published a fanzine called Revolver, but now he is the editor-in-chief of Rolling Stone Argentina, and I'm very excited to have my old friend here with me on the show. Daniel, welcome to The Latin Alternative.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for having me, and I have to say everything you mentioned is accurate, to say the least.
Yeah. For better or worse. But yes, Daniel and I share quite a bit of musical history, and I thought it'd be a lot of fun, especially since they did an entire issue dedicated to the 300 best Argentine songs of all time, to have Daniel join us. And we're going to play a mix of songs that come from Argentine indie rock, hip-hop, and more alternative acts, some of which Ernesto and I have played previously, and some that were brand new to me. And Daniel and I are going to charlar, we're going to chat a little bit about these songs. So we're going to kick things off with a track that we've played a couple times here on the show, but I thought it'd be great to have Danny tell us a little bit about both artists. This song is called Cambiando la Piel from one of the biggest hip-hop artists here, Woz, along with one of the biggest pop urban artists, Nicki Nicole. But I also think it's a little different than some of the other pop urban tracks right now. It has an amazing elastic bass line, but just Danny, give us a little bit of a background on both artists.
Well, it's a good mix. I mean, Woz is label as current urban artist, but he does have a strong more traditional hip hop background, I think, as opposed to Nicki Nicole, who's more orthodox in terms of new urban pop music. So it's a good mix, and I don't know, it's good for both of them. I guess that, you know, Woz gets the chance to show a bit more sensibility with the track, and Nicki Nicole gets some more street credentials, I guess.
Street cred.
Yeah, so it works out really well.
Let's take a listen. This is Cambiando la Piel, Changing Skin, from Woz and Nicki Nicole.
Serotonina, súbete a la frente. Mi espina dorsal ya parece una serpiente. Cambiando la piel y los dientes. Te alucina verme como un animal de repente. Que la pista se vuelva un simposio. Y seamos a los socios vitalicios del ocio. Por Dios, del estrés que me plantea yo me divorcio. Y no me ofrezcan más que la paz no la negocio. Y cada subida trae un nuevo bajón. Y cada vida un cajón. Y el que pierda la sorpresa perdió. Os traigo la herida que algún día se abrió. Para decir mañana que esta noche curó. La vi bailando hermosa. Llenaba el vaso sobre mi interior. No pude seguirle los pasos, pero no miramos y dijimos pasemos otra cosa. Estoy aprendiendo de mí, me estoy defendiendo de mí. Ya no me creo más, somos amor fugaz.
Sin veces llamo no aparece. Sin voz no parece. ¿Quién sos vos? Una cosa mía. ¿Cómo?
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, and a special episode. We've partnered with Rolling Stone Argentina and their editor, Daniel Flores, who is an old friend of mine. And I think we can both agree, Danny, Marilina Bertoldi is one of the most exciting indie rock artists for some time in Argentina.
Absolutely. We featured Marilina twice in our cover. Last time, second time was about, 4 or 5 months ago, and she's always exciting. She's always it's hard to point her out as a symbol or a figure of, because she's really her own thing. On the other hand, she's very, very personal, a strong woman, original at every note she plays, really, and, you know, very technical on the other hand. And also with a, you know, strong guitar sound, and she's great guitarist, but also with a groove and with a, I have to say, you know, the word dance, but it, I don't know, it's just the word that came to mind. She does have a groove, a funky sensibility. With let me tell you, in Argentina, like, the guitar sound of the rock hasn't always been in good terms with a groove. I'm to say, you know, so it's a very local thing. But not in her case, really. You know, both worlds meet in a good way.
Yeah, and I want to say also, like, I think what I like about this song, Cosa Mia. You know, I hear a lot of British kind of post-punk influences here. You know, groups like XTC came to mind, like, when I first heard this song. And I just love, you know, she's kind of this feminist voice in indie rock, but is filling really big venues, which I wish I could say the same in the United States. We don't really see that many young female indie rockers who are really, with a guitar sound at least, doing what she does. I just wanted to spotlight that track that you heard. Again, it was called Cosa Mia. And it's off Marilina Bertoldi's latest album, Mojigata. And now, continuing with our episode dedicated to the best in Argentine music, we are joined again with Danny Flores from Rolling Stone Argentina. Danny selected a song that I was not actually familiar with, from a group who's actually joined us on the show before in the past, talking about the iconic indie rock band Babasónicos. Now, Danny, you picked a song, La Pregunta, which I actually was not familiar with. Just tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, La Pregunta, as you mentioned before on our last issue in Rolling Stone Argentina, it was our 300th issue. And so we decided that it would be a fun idea, although a lot of work also, to select in a playlist of 300 most outstanding, representative, important songs in Argentine pop and rock and what else, popular music in this century. And so number one was La Pregunta, exactly this song by Babasónicos, on one of their latest albums, Discutible, Arguable. It's an interesting pop song. I mean, Babasónicos is although with an alternative kind of sometimes experimental sound, Babasónicos are an institution in local rock. Market-wise, they're mainstream. And it's very interesting that they put out a single called The Question, where there's no answers, really. It's all questions.
And it's very minimalist by Babasónicos.
And very, it sounds right. It's absolutely minimalist. It doesn't sound as like a radio single, if you can remember what that was. And it's very philosophical. I mean, La Pregunta, it's a very philosophical song and very philosophical lyrics, as I was saying before, with no answers, which is very contradictory in terms of pop music. And so we chose it, not just us, you know, to make this list. We asked a lot of experts, musicians, and colleagues in music journalism. But I have to say, a lot of people voted different Babasónicos songs, mm-hmm. because they absolutely no question put out so much great music in this century and the last years of the previous century. But La Pregunta was unanimous, I have to say.
All right, let's check it out. La Pregunta from Babasónicos, going back to their 2018 album, Discutible.
A veces me echan de mi propia casa. Una hora antes que me lo merezca. El tiempo es curioso como aquel jurado.
Ese yo de baile que todos pretenden ganar o participar, donde se muestra gente al borde.
La pregunta es:
la vida es un vaso de gaseosa aguada, como una secuencia de brumas pesadas. Disfruta este trago porque al terminar
habrá que pagar y quizá pagar lo demás. Habrá que insistir como lo hicimos tantas veces.
La pregunta es:
¿quién está dispuesto a matar? ¿Quién está dispuesto a morir? ¿Quién va a defender?
La pregunta es:
¿quién va a defenderte de mí?
¿Quién está dispuesto a luchar?
¿Quién está dispuesto a luchar?
¿Quién está dispuesto a pelear?
¿Quién está dispuesto a pelear?
Por lo que no vale nada.
Por lo que no vale nada.
¿Cuál sería la gracia?
La pregunta es:
¿quién va a reclamar para qué? ¿Quién va a reclamar para sí? ¿Quién se va a ensuciar si al final nunca le va a pertenecer?
La pregunta es:
¿quién va a defenderte de mí? ¿Quién va a defenderte de mí? ¿Quién va a defenderte de mí?
¿Quién va a defender?
¿Quién va a defender de mí?
La pregunta es:
a veces conspiran en mi propia cara. Cascada de putaradas. No se puede solo desatar el nudo
con un estribillo pop que lo repetís hasta que lo
está dispuesto a morir. ¿Quién va a defender?
La pregunta es:
¿quién va a defenderte de mí?
¿Quién está dispuesto a luchar?
¿Quién está dispuesto a luchar?
¿Quién está dispuesto a pelear?
¿Quién está dispuesto a pelear?
Por lo que no vale nada.
Por lo que no vale nada.
No valería la
la pregunta. está dispuesto a morir? ¿Quién va a defender?
La preguntaré.
¿Quién va a defenderte de mí?
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 This is the Latin Alternative.
Commercial radio is full of endless obnoxious ads. On public radio, your support replaces them. Subscribe today and keep the SoCal Sound all about the music at thesocalsound.org.
Why, hello there, my pretties. It is Julie Slater, your midday host. Hear me Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Each week, we dig deep into an album, our 88.5 album dive, hear a new track off that album in the noon hour. And every Friday, Jason Friday joins me for Friday on a Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. It's all right here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, 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 go. Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, 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 go. Hola, buenas noches. Yo me llamo Snow por si no me conocen. Yo ya tengo tiempo que le meto, pero con todo respeto, ya llegó la hora que llegue con un golpe. Tengo whatever cuando quiero lo que se antoje. Quiero dinero para que los haters se enojen. Soy de San José como los tigres del norte. Traigo tanta feria que la bolsa se me rompe. I bet I could pull a little rapper out of cloud nine. Make a diss record with a free translation. You see me, bet your knees be shaking. That's why I'm on the throne and the seat's amazing. Tengo mucho flow, dicen so that's crazy. Yo les digo claro, pero tengo un baby. Así que en inglés o español es lo mismo en los dos. Hasta enseña. We love pay me. Cause ya llegó la mexicana, la mera mera la nena. Que todos pensaban nada was ever gonna happen. And they wanted to bust it fall off, but ta-da. Pop back up, eso no se acaba. Tengo con cholos en un pinche empada. Beat your ass, make it bitch de piñata. Should've known better, I'm a michoacana. La reina es el reino, Beatriz Adriana. Yo represento la comunidad que está cansada de raperos que no saben rapear. Que solamente con sus joyas es que saben brillar. Que no tienen estrella propia, solo saben copiar. Son bola de mamones con su dinero de papá. Que con su bla, 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 siempre cayendo mal. Y raperas que me conocen me están tirando sal. Pero Visa dijo que le meta, so I'm killing them all. And I got good and plenty, I know this couldn't get me. I'm acting a fool if any bitch wanna catch this fade. Súbele a mí que yo soy la dura. Que te dio solo dos rutas, tírame o si quieres hazte wey, dígame si así ojo más lumbre. Que por costumbre, mato yo el track. No acepto no two-face hoes that been choosing. Pour me some juice, I bring the hook back like hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, 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 go. Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, 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 go. Hola, what's happening? No cap in my caption. Got a little baddie and she texting for the addy, cause I got a little thing for when a bitch get ratchet. The ratchets love snow. Soy la mexicana con tremendo flow. Tengo todo el control. Cierra los ojos, baby, let's go, go.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and if you're just joining us, this is a special episode together with Rolling Stone Argentina and my good friend Daniel Flores, the editor-in-chief of the magazine. If you like what you're hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Latin Alternative on Twitter. Our ID is LatinAlt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. Tell us, Danny, what was the song we just heard?
That was Bizarrap with Snow the Product.
For those who are not familiar with Bizarre App, I mean, it's fascinating to me. This is a behind-the-scenes producer who's not highly visible, but puts artists in the spotlight. And to date, you know, he's produced some of the biggest hits now in Latin music of the past year or two. And all the songs are just titled, like, Session 38, Session 39, which just cracks me up. But, yeah, tell us about this song that we just heard. In fact, it features a Bay Area artist who lives not too far from me.
Well, it's a great song. I mean, it's one of my favorite ones from all Bizarre App sessions. But honestly, I have to say, every time I think about Bizarrap and his music, I think it happens to a lot of people, tend not to think in musical terms that much, but you end up thinking about the phenomenon. Mm-hmm. I mean, what Bizarrap might symbolize or what he means in the market. I mean, Bizarrap, he's a very young producer. I think it should be 22, 23 years old now. Started working, you know, doing this numbered sessions from his, you know, his adolescent room at
his
parents' house, and I don't think anymore, but he does, and putting out all this music, you know, with millions and millions of plays, and he hasn't until now, he hasn't played, quotes, live yet. He's going to have his first proper show at, you know, taking aside being at a certain Lollapalooza fest last year. He's going to have his first proper show in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, in a few weeks, I think. And nobody knows exactly what that show is going to be.
But his thing is to put an artist, to do an MC, to do the run.
Yeah, exactly.
He's doing the music behind the scenes.
He does the beats and the basic track. And
it's the producer as artist. Right.
Yeah, he is an artist, no question. But his marketing skills are really, really outstanding. I mean, he's the first one to admit it. He plays around with it a lot. He seems to be having fun at it.
Yeah.
Just like any musician has fun doing a guitar solo, he takes pride on his marketing skills, and then they work out so well. He did the last track with one of his last tracks, or the last track with Shakira.
Yeah, it's like the biggest Latin song of the year so far.
And breaking all kinds of records, you know, you kind of lose track of every record he breaks.
I just want to say, we live in strange times when the producer is now bigger than the artist, when it's Bizarre App driving these numbers rather than Shakira in some ways.
Yeah, and even with artists with such, you know, long career as Shakira.
So quite a phenomenon. And now we're going to go in a very different direction here. You know, we talked about Bizarre App, who truly is an independent artist on the urban side, but now we're going to play an artist who doesn't have quite the same streaming numbers, but I understand is filling the clubs of Buenos Aires. We're talking about an artist that I was not familiar with that you picked named Mujer Zebra. Tell us about Mujer Zebra and this track we're going to hear.
Mujer Zebra, very interesting band from Buenos Aires, very young also, with only one self-titled album as of yet, which has a bit more than a year now. No hits, no radio play.
Hey, we love no hits on this show.
No, not much of that, but packing up mid-sized venues in Buenos Aires and also in other cities in Argentina. And they are better known number of an emerging scene of new indie post-punk guitar dark sound going on right now in Argentina and also in other countries, sounding as, you can name Joy Division.
Mm-hmm, I definitely heard that.
Early The Cure, very early The Cure. I'm talking in, you know, 17 seconds, The Cure. Some Bauhaus, some Wire, some The Fall. But not necessarily listeners of any of those bands. Maybe yes, maybe not. But they definitely do listen to people who've listened to all of these bands.
So it's interesting. It's
maybe guys who, you know, they're playing post-punk without ever having been punks themselves. So it's kind of a genre, but it's interesting because, on the other hand, it is a kind of music that has the principle of originality.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes for it's a very stimulating scene, I have to say.
Let's take a listen. This is Mujer Zebra with Verano Sin Personas, or Summer Without People. Let's take a listen. Yeah. You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a special episode recorded in Buenos Aires, Argentina, one of my favorite places on earth. I'm joined by my good friend Danny Flores, who is the editor-in-chief of Rolling Stone Argentina. Now, he just picked a track that I was not expecting. I'm going to admit, I wasn't expecting to hear like some boogaloo set to modern beats and just fun, funky-ish, acid jazz-influenced Latin soul. But such is the case with this artist that I was not familiar with that you picked. I understand. Tell us the name of this artist.
It's the Kevin Finger Collective by Kevin Finger, of course. Great story behind this project. It's Kevin Finger, that's his name. He's a young guy, very young guy from the suburbs in the west of Buenos Aires town. And he, for the last years, he's been going, traveling to the UK to attend first and then to DJ at Northern Soul parties. Very, very specific. And coming back every time to Buenos Aires with piles of records of 7 inches, very obscure Northern Soul and whatnot. And started eventually producing his own tracks and then eventually putting out his own 7 inches. Finally, he had a deal with Acid Jazz label in London.
Right. And for those who don't know, I mean, like, you know, acid jazz is kind of a term that I'm not sure people have heard in a long time. You know, but, you know, in the era of the mid to late 90s, it was kind of exploding in the UK and to a less and quite a bit worldwide with artists like Jamiroquai and Brand New Heavies. But the label Acid Jazz kind of started it all. So I just love that there's this Argentine guy flying to the UK to attend and now is making his own great Latin acid jazz, I guess. And such is the case with that track we heard. That was Latin Dynamite from the Kevin Finger Collective. I think this might be my personal favorite of any tracks I hadn't heard yet until tonight. Love it. And now we are going to check out an artist that we've played a couple times on this show, is really one of the most popular younger rock acts in Argentina. I'm talking about Conociendo Rusia, which is probably also one of my favorite artist names. Tell us about this track, Cabildo y Juramento, which, you know, happens to be an intersection of two very busy streets in Buenos Aires.
And very nearby the place where right now.
Where we're recording.
And Conociendo, what's interesting about this track, also the kind of a new band with only a couple records out and young musicians, is that it connects really well to the olden era of Argentine pop, which is the early 80s. Mm-hmm. So it does have an early 80s, at least early 80s Argentine sound, and very current at the same time. The leader of this band, he's the son of an older jazz and rock musician from that era. So the connection it's quite obvious.
Yes, as we say, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. So this is Conociendo Rusia and Cabildo y Juramento.
La cuenta, por favor. Hay tanto silencio en la calle vacía. En el cine hay una de terror. Pero a mí me asusta lo que ve. No recuerdo bien lo que pasó. Me despierto con un grito de mi vecina. Mientras yo me aburro en el avión, voy subiendo fotos en una limusina.
De día en un
This is the Latin Alternative.
It's the beginning of a great adventure.
Hi, this is Bob Goodman. In case you haven't heard, Whole Nother Thing is moving to a new time.
After midnight.
A new day, Thursdays after midnight, right here on the SoCal Sound. The beginning of a great new adventure. So please join me Thursdays after midnight.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Tuned in to the Latin Alternative. And if you're just joining us, this is a special episode dedicated to some of the best new Argentine indie rock hip hop. I'm joined by Rolling Stone Argentina editor Danny Flores, who I have a long history with. I've known since I was 19, and it's just fun to get to collaborate for the first time in many years. That track we just heard was actually my pick. I'm kind of obsessed with the song, as listeners of the show know. That was Fuera de Lugar by 1915, or 1915. And I think I just found this song randomly. I think I was on a Spotify indie rock Argentino playlist a few years ago and got obsessed with this band. One of the things I noticed in their music is kind of like a mixture of prog rock, Steely Dan, and power pop. And I think you commented on this, that there's this new wave of groups that are somehow discovering artists like Steely Dan.
Yeah, just like Conociendo Rusia, I was mentioning before, there's that connection, you know. And when young musicians connect to Argentine pop from the 80s, they're listening to Argentine musicians who were brought up with progressive rock. Mm-hmm. So that's where progressive and pop meet. So when you pick up certain stuff, not all, but certain stuff from mm-hmm. early 80s, not new wave necessarily, but mm-hmm. this other stuff, that's where Steely Dan comes up.
Well, I love it. That track, Fuera de Lugar, 1915 or 1915. Now going to go to the hip-hop side of things. Some conscious hip-hop, as I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Orion XL, XL. He's, again, you know, with all this trend of new urban music in Argentina, Orion XL doesn't benefit much from that in terms of plays. But he's very acknowledged by the hip-hop intelligentsia, you know, as
the
we call
intellectual
it.
Intellectual hip-hop class
yeah,
of
yeah,
Argentina.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely brilliant lyrics, absolutely. He can name Neruda and Borges in the same song, mm-hmm. and very political also. Absolutely brilliant. I totally recommend Orion XL.
Let's take a listen.
¿Cuál es tu realidad? ¿Ah? Yo soy un delirante más. El que busque la verdad merecerá el castigo de hallarla, dice un aforismo. Uno mismo le da la espalda, aunque no salgas de la mazmorra en tu gorra y te tragues la llave. Donde hay señales, las casualidades no caben. ¿Qué nos define un cromosoma? El contexto. Existir es sublime, aun cuando el presupuesto es modesto. Somos esclavos del deseo y creo que esto vine a escapar de este cine y disfrutar la vida en directo. Yo ando tranquilo como un nadie que decide darle a miles el placer de suponer que somos giles. Ando tranquilo como un maldito que sabe que somos todos mortales. Dale, que no se te olvide, no. No te sorprendas si el que se quitó la venda se vuelve a vendar por la angustia de analizar. Hay usureros en nuestro suelo, un plan colonial desde el medioevo. Y como Evo quiere un orden mundial nuevo. Me ausento del espacio y del tiempo cuando siento el pensamiento suelto fuera del cuerpo. Ahí donde se da y da conciertos y ya no hay tormentos. Ni masones ni luminarios, leyes ni templos. Que el vértigo del riesgo le dé gusto al reto y un verso montesco seduzca mi angustia. Capuleto no es extraño, pero es necesario un cambio concreto. Y yo por este cráneo te apuesto el resto del esqueleto.
Mírate dónde vas, deja que la vida cambie. Llevas el cambio en tus años.
Yo soy un delirante más,
que le sella los cobardes. Resignación y el tarde.
¿De dónde vas?
Tremenda dolor con arte. Que el mundo es de los delirantes.
Delirante, viví tu propio guión. Siempre hay otra opción. Es de tu recorrido.
De los traidores que errores revelan falsas o sinceras intenciones. Cuando el alma es fiera, se subleva y se sobrepone a salvajes y solitarios gajes de gladiadores.
¿Cómo?
No es que nada me importe, es que aprendí que acá todos te aman hasta que pedís que hagan su aporte. Pintó el asfalto en cromo y rumbo al horizonte. Una luna sartreana dijo cada cual trama su norte. Sin melancolía no habría un Neruda, un Borges. Agregó un astro titilándome sílabas morse.
Suspiro,
humo y brisa intiman tranquilos. Y hasta el ruido cesa buscando escucharme los latidos. Se aniquilan familias por envidia a tiros. Noveles de paz atacan Siria y soy yo el que deliro.
Ciudad incoherente,
soy un turista en tu sistema. Ausente en mi propia mente y huésped en las ajenas. Deshago límites y rótulos de esclavo. Artífice del destino de las líneas de mi mano. Puedo borrar el desasosiego y redibujarlas. Por más clavos o hechizos gitanos que hostiguen mis palmas. Si hay un propósito, el mío es buscar el mío. Ante el desvarío de un sistema tan vacío y tóxico. De chicos fríos de odiada mirada gris. Como el Brooklyn Dowdy. Hoy el mundo es un zoológico. Felicidad es un ideal. Y el hombre es un momento en este grano de sal sideral. Quítate el puñal que en el pasado te boicoteó. Dos corbatas maltratan millones, el loco soy yo. ¿De dónde vas?
Deja que la vida cambie. Llevas el cambio en tu sangre.
Yo soy un delirante más.
Que le cede a los cobardes. La resignación y el arde.
¿De dónde vas?
Tremenda el dolor con arte. Que el mundo es de los delirantes.
Positiva 192 192 192.
perdí buscando la respuesta. Se fue en un bote, se la robó Dios. Está en la pizza, está en la ciencia, en la conciencia o la inconsciencia. Perdóname, pero yo veo a Batman y al Guasón mirando televisión. Juegan al póker mientras toman ron, pateando tachos, caminando lento, rodando, mirando, pensando, sintiendo. Subo el volumen, ya me estoy riendo. Vivo la música y estoy contento. Pisando un sabre, suenan bajo lento. Y una guitarra marca el reglamento. Es una tregua, pasar el tiempo, cantando rápido y cantando lento. Algo de mí, algo de vos. Cuando salga el sol.
Acertando, llorando, riendo. Subo el volumen y ya estoy de nuevo. Vivo la música y estoy contento. Pisando un sable suena un bajo lento. Y una guitarra marca el reglamento. Es una tregua, pasar el tiempo, cantando rápido y cantando lento.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative. This has been a spotlight on some of the best new, or relatively recent, I guess, music from Argentina. I'm joined by my good friend Danny Flores, editor of Rolling Stone Argentina. And if you like what you've been hearing, please do follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for the Latin Alternative on Spotify, Apple, or iHeartRadio, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. Now, that track we just heard was called Algo de Mí, Algo de Vos, from a group that I was not familiar with named Viva Elástico. And they were joined, though, by a very well-known singer, Jorge Serrano, the lead singer of Los Auténticos Decadentes. Just tell us a little bit about Viva Elástico and why you chose this song.
Well, it's the best of two of many worlds. It's Viva Elástico, one of the upcoming indie bands in Buenos Aires, although they are from the suburbs. Meeting with Jorge Serrano, absolutely gifted songwriter behind Auténticos Decadentes, one of the most beloved and popular bands in Argentina. Coming up with this, you know, this beautiful, beautiful, very emotional pop song. Algo de mí, algo de vos.
Now we're going to wrap things up here on the Latin Alternative with our last selection for the evening. I was embarrassed to say, while I'm a fan of both of these artists, I had never heard their collaboration. I'm talking about Melingo and, of course, Andres Calamaro, who's often called Argentina's answer to Bob Dylan. In fact, he's joined us for a special takeover episode of the show a couple years back. Danny, tell us about this song that you picked to wrap things up with.
Okay, Daniel Melingo, a local musician, took part in some very well-known bands in Argentina in the 80s. New wave kind of bands. In the 90s, he turned into a tango singer, and a very traditional tango singer, not fusion or anything. But surprisingly enough, 2 years ago, he came out with his new album, Oasis, very experimental, highly experimental, where he has this collaboration with Andrés Calamaro, an old colleague from Los Abuelos de la Nada. And they did this, it's called El Blues Rebético de Siete Vidas, which is not a blues, not rebetic music from Greece, but a dub track.
Yeah, it has a dub influence here.
And very experimental, very obscure, and very interesting also.
So we're going to wrap things up. Our special guest co-host today has been Daniel Flores, editor-in-chief of Rolling Stone Argentina. Adios.
Chao, muchas.